Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon and happy full moon. Happy October 1st, 2020. We've made it to the fourth quarter of this wild year of clarity. And I am so excited. I can't believe this day has finally come. It's been so long in the making, I feel like, and yet it all came together like perfectly in the last few months. But I am very excited for all of us to be here today and for all of you who are joining in the live for the launch of the Ajatakasha Institute and the Light Warrior program that we will be starting January of 2020. And I'm just so happy about it. I really am. And we're going to talk all about the program today. You're going to get to meet all of these lovely ladies here who are part of the faculty. And I invite you, as we go through this, to please share any questions that you have about the Institute, about the program, about any of the faculty members here, any comments or shares you have for all of us. My intention today is for you to meet all of the faculty and to learn more about the program, because early enrollment is open as of right now, so you have the ability to go in and enroll for the Light Warrior program. So welcome to all of you lovely ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're really excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I wanna start with just telling everybody what the Ajatakasha Institute is, as everybody's joining in the live. So I know that I am a Scorpio and I am complex, so I picked a complex name, which is Ajatakasha. But it's really a beautiful name. It is a Sanskrit / Tibetan word, depending on where you look it up, that stands for boundless or infinite space. And I just can't say enough about what boundless and infinite space means to me, but my hope is that it's holding a very large container for all of us to connect with spirit, connect with source, and connect ultimately with ourselves and who we are. And the Institute is going to be supporting education and research in all sorts of areas. So it's going to support research and education in parapsychology, the paranormal, epigenetics, quantum physics, Jungian psychology, lucid dreaming, shamanic work, all of these different key areas that we've talked about all throughout the year and really all throughout my career in working with the public in this way in spirituality. So we will be educating on those things with video courses, with live virtual courses, and also with our Light Warrior program. And we also will be offering the Light Library, so you'll have access to lots of different presentations, teachings, and meditations, and that's another great way to support us. And then you also can participate in research projects as we get 2021 underway. We'll have some opportunities for you to submit applications to be part of the research team. And what we'll be focusing on, I'm putting that together now, which is exciting too. So that's a lot that the Institute is about, kind of in a very broad overview. And what I'd like to do is have each of the faculty members share a little bit about yourself, what you're excited about, what you want to share about the Institute before we dive into the program. And again, welcome everybody in the live. I see lots of numbers ticking up, so just know you guys can share your comments and questions all throughout. So I'm going to start with Julie Hoyle. You want to give it a start?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as I said, I'm really excited to be here. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Julie Hoyle. I'm an awakening activator, a transformation coach, an author, an artist, and an educator. And I've been offering healing and spiritual development modalities via my website, juliehoyle.org, for, gosh, I think almost 20 years now. And I'm really excited to be a part of this great institute because I'm going to be offering the two areas that I really love the most, I think. The first is shadow work, because if you've done any spiritual work at all, you realize that you really do have to face, meet, and greet the darkness within you. If you don't do that, then you can meditate all you like, but you really won't attain very much. So that's the first thing. And the second thing I'll be offering units on is shamanic work and how to work with the energy of who you are to transform, to heal, and then also to be able to facilitate healing with others through understanding and working with shamanic techniques. And what is really potent and powerful about what I'm offering is that I stand behind the truth of my words because of my own radical spiritual awakening. And it was a process that took close to 30 years. So what I've done is I've distilled the real essence of everything that I learned on my own journeying in order to really help facilitate a much faster awakening and deepening into the truth for those people who are interested in really ending the search. So that's me in a nutshell.
It's an honor to have you as part of the faculty. Like, you're one of the first people I asked. And I don't think that you can go through any kind of spiritual training without doing the work that you're going to be offering. So it's just a blessing. So thank you, Julie, for being a part of this, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Cheryl, what about you?
Hi. So I'm Cheryl Garcia. I'm an herbalist. My site, coloradoherbalist.com. I do, I really believe that people have the power to heal themselves. And I like teaching that, doing it in their own kitchen and stuff. And what I love about this whole Ajatakasha Institute is that, and being a part of it, is that it's teaching the whole, like this huge spectrum of spiritual work that we all will love and how to bring it, have it in our own lives in a really accessible way. And my part of that is making sure that you can keep your immunity for yourself, your family, so you have that part of it, like your own power on that part of it too, to help you as you grow your spiritual life. And I just think it's amazing. Everybody, the teachers, these ladies have taught me so much. I can't even tell you all of them, and have supported me. So I'm so glad to be a part of this, and being able to give back and to teach what I love, the plants and the herbs, and giving that information to people too. So it's going to be awesome.
Cheryl, we love you.
Thank you.
And I am excited. I've learned so much from you this year on Herbal Thursdays, and I'm really excited to have you as part of the program also.
Thank you. So
much good stuff to share, and maybe you'll teach me how to grow a plant, because I did, in fact, feel I was growing. So I apparently need help with my department. Oh, my gosh. Sue, how about you?
Well, I am just delighted to be here. I am Sue Hunt, Suzanne Hunt. I go by both names. And I am a clairvoyant, a healer, and a spiritual teacher, and a minister for the Church of Infinite Spirit here in Denver. And I'm going to be teaching a few classes on how to open up your clairvoyance, how to look at energy, primarily when you're within yourself, but also if you want to read others. So the classes will be focused on both concepts. And looking at the layers in the aura and what are our pictures, similar to the concepts that Julie was talking about, what energy is in our field and what are we living into? Because I really believe that our thoughts, our energy, are all driving where we're going. And then a second couple of classes I'm teaching is about spiritual anatomy, which is very similar. And in that way, we're going to be looking at the brain, the endocrine system in the brain, looking energetically at our immune system, and also at our capacity to be calm on the planet and what constructs, what parts of the body and the energetic anatomy are supporting us to move through that joyfully, or what do we need to look at and help release and be aware of in order to live the kind of life we want. And I'm really excited to be here because I think people are ready for energy awareness for themselves to shift their lives and to move the way they want to go. There's so much information out there and we're all growing spiritually, but being more energy aware is just a real great first step. What's happening in my space? Is that the energy in my space what I want to have, or do I want to change that? And that puts us in the powerful control seat of our lives. So thank you for having me.
Oh, Sue, we love you too. And I'm grateful to have you. And Sue and I have known each other almost as long as I've known Julie. And I'll tell you what, like, Sue is an expert when it comes to all of the anatomy of just all the different glands and how they all work together. And so I've always learned a lot from you, and you always remind me something that I need to do when I'm talking about what I need to work on. So I'm excited to have you. So
thank you.
Miss Marlena. Oh, maybe she can hear me. Marlena, can you hear me?
Hi. So my name is Marlena Leonard. I am a writer and a tarot reader. And my personal interest, my specialty is in personal mythology and personal myth work. So really having an awareness of our beliefs and basically the magic that our personal stories have in our own life. And I think the thing that I'm most excited about for this Light Warrior program is not just how all-encompassing the course itself is, but the order is so intentional. I think it could be easy to have everything in a course, but if you have it, if you put too much up front, or if you haven't quite laid down the foundations or really preparing yourself for this journey, you might find yourself overwhelmed or, you know, kind of lost in the dark. And I feel like it's so mindfully laid out that, you know, one step comes before the other, so you're ready before each thing comes into your life, and you can actually process the units in an order that is not going to be overwhelming, and it's going to give you time to actually process and gently move into this. Because, you know, spiritual awakening is always going to be a little bit shocking, but this makes it, you have a support group. Like you said, it's a container. So it's giving you room, you're holding space for people, but it's giving you time and the right tools that you can kind of go at your own pace. And I think that's what's so special about it, because it's that space for people who don't necessarily have an in-person mentor. You kind of have your hand held by the way that it flows. So I think that's just what I'm most excited about, that it's all encompassing and it's not just kind of kicking you into the abyss. You know, it's slowly guiding you forward toward it. I think that's what I appreciate about it the most. I'm so excited about it.
Well, I'm happy to have you too. And I met you. Go ahead.
So my two lessons are going to be on delving into the major arcana and, you know, just really the nuances that are in the major arcana and how the tarot can kind of help you unlock more of these nuanced lessons that you're going through, that you might be blocking your story a little bit in your mind, because sometimes we're not really willing to see what's right in front of us in the beginning. So So we'll be looking at that with the major arcana, and then really an introduction to myth work so that you can understand how to be more aware of the stories that you're telling yourself and how to rewrite your story and make it more of an, make yourself more of an active hero in your life.
Love it.
I love it too. Thank you so much, my dear lady. And all I was going to say is just the minute I met you, I felt very connected to you, and you have so much to offer in an area that not a lot of people teach, you know, the myth work.
Oh,
the
thank growth. You.
Yeah. I'm just happy to have you. So thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Miss Julie Ware.
Okay, well, this is really, really cool. So I'm an Akashic Record teacher and consultant. I also facilitate energy healing, and I'm an Ayurvedic wellness counselor. I think the coolest thing about this program is I've always kind of dabbled into other, you know, into the divine and the tools and everything that's out there. And it took me, you know, 10 or 20 years to see like even half of what's on the in the modules. And so I think it's so exciting that everything is in one place in 1 year. And you know, you don't have to do everything all at once, meaning you don't have to be an expert in every single module and course, but exposure and the content I think is just so all-inclusive. And I also think about the connections that will be made, like with the students, of who they'll meet and, you know, what they'll learn from each other. So that's why I'm so excited about this program, because the coursework is one thing, and then the connections are the second great thing that I think is going to come out of this. So I have been doing dowsing for many years as a method of clearing and transmuting energy. So I will be offering courses on dowsing and how to use it for healing and also getting comfortable with energy and the results that you can have from that. And then I'm also teaching how to access the Akashic Records and how you can utilize them for healing, for needed guidance for yourself as well as for others. So that's what I'm here for.
Well, I'm happy to have you also, Julie. And we've been connected for a while now, and I think it's just a perfect fit, and being able to teach the Akashic Records, you're an expert in that field, so I'm really excited to have you as a part of this too.
Thank you. This is so wonderful. Thank you.
Just having us together just makes me so joyful, you guys. Really, I'm just so happy. And as for me, this program really is totally selfish in that this is what I was looking for years and years and years, and no one taught, and it didn't exist. And, you know, I wanted to create a space that was safe to learn, but also supported the tools that you really want to learn to support your journey. A couple of things with what I'll be teaching is I'm teaching a lot of the foundational pieces. And a big part of that is because being a psychic was pretty easy for me. I mean, I just saw stuff and felt stuff. And so I had this really, you know, pattern of behavior. I won't say it was bad, but I just jump ahead. I jump ahead in things because I thought I knew the answers, or I could see something that maybe someone else couldn't. And what I've learned in all these years is the foundational practices are the most important. And slowing down and having a spiritual practice and a routine and meditation and contemplation and self-inquiry is actually so crucial. So I'm really excited to teach the basics, because what you're going to be learning from me is how to do the work that all of these ladies are going to be giving you to do. And you'll be ready for it because you have the tools, and they're tools I use every minute of every day. I have my new journal with Julie's amazing picture on it. I love it so much. Every time I see this picture, I love it so much. You know, I always have my journal. I'm always doing basic foundational practices. And so I think that's really important. And I'm also going to be teaching the overviews of, you know, clairsenses and the different healing modalities. Because again, I think everyone is so different. And so it's important to really see what's available and what's out there so you can decide what to connect to. And so that's a lot of what I'm teaching. I'm also going to be teaching some channeling as well, because that's something that I think I've learned over the years, that even if it's useful for you, having the right tools to support your energy body through that kind of journey is really important. So I'm super excited because I'm just ready for this. And I think I've looked for programs over the years because I wanted to feel engaged in something that was growing me spiritually. And that support really wasn't there in a holistic way. And so I feel like the six of us have come up with a program that's very holistic and accessible. And just like you were saying, Marlena and Julie, about community, having people to connect with and being able to grow with each other, and also having support, because all of us will be there to support you through this. And when you start to go through a lot of you have already awakened. So now you're awake and you're like, well, now I have to do all this work, and we're reading books and doing journaling, and to have a group to do that with, I think is gonna be invaluable as we go through this decade together. So that's my piece about it. And thank you guys for all your great comments. It is super exciting and it is an amazing group. And for everybody who's watching again, I just want to invite you, as we go through some of the details and the logistics of the course, that you can absolutely ask questions. One thing I do want to share is you're very supported through this program. It's a 44-week program over an entire year. So it is extensive. And you will be supported the entire year. We have breaks at appropriate times, and we also will have support hours each and every week where you can check in and you will get questions answered, or even just have somebody hold space for you while you're going through something, because you'll certainly have energy shifts during this time. And the payment structures are very accessible as well. You have lots and lots of options. You can pay it in full. You can pay it once a month for a year. There's 3, 6, and 12-month plans. So it's a pretty accessible plan for all of you. And for everybody who is part of the student body, you will also have access to the Light Library the entire year. And you will also have access to the video courses the entire year. So all the video presentations and the video courses are available to you for, again, additional support. It's like the most spiritual support I think you could possibly find, to be honest. It's like over 150 presentations in the Light Library of classes that all of us have taught, and many, many other healers around the world. And there's more contributions coming with the November Awakening. Mm. So you're getting all that support. You're going to get materials, you're going to have everything you need. So I just want to kind of share that up front. And what I thought we'd do, again, you can throw your questions out, but is we're just going to go through a high level overview of the modules that we have available, just so that you guys understand what you're getting yourself into when you sign up. Absolutely a commitment. Sure. So I have, and all of this is on the website that's coming across the bottom of the screen, so you can go there as well. There's lots of fun stuff on there. So I wanted to start just with module one. And again, so module one is me and Sue. And the first part of module one is again, me teaching the foundation. And it's really about the foundational practices for you. So it's meditation, contemplation, self-inquiry, journaling, like it's the basic stuff. And you may think, well, I already meditate, and that's okay. But we're gonna go through some of the theory of meditation and some of the different practices. So the first part of your journey is actually gonna be very experiential. It's really gonna be us doing a lot of things together in the class so that we can really connect in and integrate what those tools are and how to use them, because those are gonna be your tools for the whole rest of the year and really for the rest of your life. I couldn't live without those tools. I don't think any of us here could live without those tools. So understanding how to work those and how to use them to support yourself is gonna be really important. And Sue, if you wanna share a little bit, I know we already kind of did, but if you wanna share a little bit about the second part of module one.
Yeah, sure. So we'll be looking at clairvoyance. And so we'll have some meditation practices that I like to teach that are really helpful to help you release energy, because we're going to be looking at energy at ourselves. We're going to be looking at energy in other people. And it's really a great thing to be able to clear away from your space what is your own what your own challenges are as they come up. So definitely we'll have the foundational meditation practice, and some of that will be in the pre-reading. I'll have a requirement for some reading so that when students come in to the class, we can just dive right in. And yeah, so the tools that we'll be looking at in the first, the Clairvoyance in Action and Clairvoyance in Action 2, would actually be really great tools to use for the whole program. I know these other ladies have other techniques and modalities that they're going to be teaching, but I think these tools will be kept close to your heart for a lifetime. I know they are for me and for my other students. So thank you.
Thank you, Sue. I love it. And then don't worry, you get a break in between each module. So you'll have a week off in between each module to be able to just rest and take care of yourself. We will be emphasizing self-care all throughout the year. And we have some fun plans from my logistics team, Little Miss Sienna Renee and Tamara. But some of our fun plans are to be able to share tips and tricks all throughout the year with all of you guys on how to take care of yourself and little reminders so that you make sure you rest. So you'll get a break.
Good.
And then you'll dive into module two. And I'm just at the very beginning, I'm just going to be going over the healing modalities. There's so many. And I just think it's nice to touch on all of them, because part of this journey will be your own independent exploration of what is brought up for you. So this is really a chance for you to see what all is out there and get an eagle eye view of all of the different things that are out there, and then be able to decide for yourself what you might want to pursue further. And some of those things will be offered through the school as time goes on also. And then I'll hand it off to Julie Ware if you want to talk through your portion, and then you can hand it off to Marlena to talk about hers in module two.
Sure. So I'll be doing basic dowsing. That will be one class. We'll go through what is dowsing. I personally use a dowsing rod, but you can also use a pendulum for the course. It just kind of goes through what it is, where it came from, and gives you some experience working with energy with the dowsing rod or the pendulum. And then the next course after that is energy management, where once you're used to the basics, I teach you how to clear your space, clear your physical body, clear food, prescriptions, anything else, that because everything is energy. So you can always clear it, you can always transmute it, and you can use dowsing for that. So those are mine, and I'll turn it over to Marlena.
Okay, well, Lisa, I believe you then do an introduction to tarot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So then Lisa takes it back over, because, you know, we love our tarot. So she starts with the overview, the introduction, because, you know, you might think it's just cards, but there's so much. It's so deep, the information that you can get from working with the tarot. And then once you've gone through the introduction and the major arcana introductions, I go into myth and the major arcana. So going past a little bit of the traditional meanings and seeing kind of how the major arcana is in alignment with mythology in general, with story structure, and how that apply or can apply to our own lives and our own lessons. And then the following class, we look into unlocking the power of your personal mythology. And that's really where we get into, after we've gotten used to being aware of our own energy, what is and isn't ours, we're then looking at our stories and our personal stories and considering which stories are ours and which ones have been told to us or have been kind of impressed upon us by society, and becoming more aware of our personal narrative and the power that that has over our lives. And then once we've gotten an idea of the major arcana and personal myth work, the following week has been tarot and personal myth work, and how you can use the tarot to basically help you dive a little deeper in your personal myth work journey, especially at the beginning when you're feeling a little bit like, I'm not sure what my conflicting myths are, which stories aren't aligning in my life. And of course, the tarot can always be that kind of subconscious, that little deeper dive into what's going on in situations that you might not always be aware of on the surface. So that's kind of the structure that we look at with those.
Love it.
And then it's spring break.
I'm not going to take all these classes, but I'm really excited to dive into the MythWorks. I'm such a tarot nerd.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then you get another break. Don't worry. You get to take all that in. And then we go into module 3. And believe it or not, module 3 is already going into the summer season in the Northern Hemisphere. Yeah, I know. My gosh. And module 3 is Ms. Cheryl Garcia. Yeah. And then Sue, and then Julie. So Cheryl, I'll let you take it over and we can just hand it, Cheryl, to Sue and Julie.
Okay. So I am going to go over, well, just the basic of what herbalism is, and give you kind of your personal arsenal of herbs to help you and your family forever to keep your health and your energy, your immunity up and going. And we'll talk about the herbs, where they come from, what they are, what they do, and also how to use them. And we'll also have tastings and see how everybody tastes them differently and what that means. And then it kind of just flows from there into how you use it in your day-to-day life or in special circumstances too. So you may have a ritual when you're going to do some spiritual work where you have a certain tea that you drink. Certain herbs are actually really good for psychic work or dream work or stuff like that. Or they're just, you know, taste good too. But, you know, but we're just going to cover that. So
great. And so then we'll go into the spiritual anatomy, which is really kind of a nice segue from what Cheryl's talking about. And we'll be looking at the brain for mental and intuitive clarity. And where the first three classes I'm teaching include a lot of exchanges with the students for reading practice, these modules include some healing meditation to help clear the energy that we're seeing that's coming up. So we'll be looking at the brain, kind of the mind-body connection between what's happening in the brain and what we're thinking. And then the second module, in a similar way with the immune system, the glands and bones and aspects of our body that support our immune system, what kind of energy resides there? And can we look at it and release what's not helpful and so that we can be in our best health? And then the third module for spiritual anatomy is really about our nervous system, what we can do to calm the body, and using kind of a similar approach to the mind-body connection and what is the energy that we're running in. I'm going to teach about the vagus nerve and how we can use some of these, this nervous system in the body to help calm, as well as our female energy, which is really a class for everyone, because female energy runs at a very high vibration for baby making, but it isn't always as supportive if we're not pregnant. And it can cause women to feel like we always have to improve ourselves, and likewise for men. So there'll be a little bit of a study on female energy. And so that's what's happening with spiritual anatomy in kind of a high level in that course. And then it's Julie Hoyle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I will be covering is how to dive in to our own numinous darkness. What is the shadow? What are those dark parts of our personality that we often would rather not see? So I'll be covering how to meet and greet and dialogue with the shadow, especially with respect to family relationships and personal relationships, and really how we present in the world. And then I'll be looking at, you know, our creative energy. How do we utilize our creative energy? And is some of that stuck in the shadow? Are we afraid to really utilize that and meet and greet it and work with it? And then I'll be looking at really just really kind of meeting both the light and the dark in a really healthy way and staying in the heart center and in the space of the self. So that's in a nutshell what I'll be doing with respect to the shadow. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I can't wait. Doesn't it make you ladies joyful just talking about this? Fun.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh
my God, you guys, so fun. And everybody who is saying congratulations, please, please, please ask your questions also. And then you get another break. And I think it's really good you get a break after shadow work. You take care of yourself. That'll be one of those weeks you need a break.
Processing time.
Yeah. Oh, no, she froze. Marlena, we're going to blame your island over there. You're like freezing. All right. So then we go into module 4. And I kick off module 4. And I'm really, really excited about the classes I'm teaching in module 4 because I have been deep, deep, deep into my own personal studies of Tibetan shamanism and the bone tradition. And so we're going to be talking about an introduction to the five elements and what they are. And in the second class that goes in conjunction with this, we're going to be talking about the five elements in relation to soul retrieval. And I'm really excited about these two particular classes because it's really about engaging Mother Earth, connecting with the elements. And again, it's going to be very somatic and experiential. We're going to be really connecting with our environment, and the homework and the retrieval of soul fragments will also be very much engaged in your environment. So I'm really excited about that. And then we'll be doing a class on the yogas of dream and sleep, another passion of mine. And it's really setting you up for where Julie's going to take you. But I'm going to be giving you some very specific Tibetan practices that are positions in how you lay to go to sleep and how you can become boosted in the awakened state, and some practices that are very accessible and tangible and actionable things that you can do that are going to give you some support, because you're going to go over to Julie, and Julie, you want to share your part.
Sure. Is this the module where I do the lucid dreaming or the shamanic work?
Yes, both.
Excellent. So in this module, I'm going to be sharing tips and techniques to really remain present so that you can be present and awake in your lucid dream state. And I'll also be sharing the shamanic and Tibetan methods of lucid dreaming and working energetically with respect, especially to soul retrieval, healing oneself, and then being able to work with clients or with family members or friends. So it'll be a real deep dive into looking at lucid dreaming and the shamanic energy practices. And I do want to say here as well that, you know, after my radical awakening, I had lots of dream visits and initiations from Tibetan, Native American, and yogi shamans. So I will be sharing some of those experiences and some of the practices they shared with me that I've never shared before. So this will be a first, and I'm really excited about it.
And it's perfect timing because in the Northern Hemisphere, and I say that because I know some of you guys are in New Zealand and some other places, so it'll be flip-flop for you. But in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving from summer to fall. We're in transition during the shamanic module. And I think that's really beautiful because it's really taking you into that space, going into the darker times and going into the fall season. So that's exciting. And you'll have a break after that as well. And again, processing time. And we have a question from Danny asking about the class schedule. I'm so glad you asked about that. There is a set day and time each week, but in the beauty of our new technological world that we live in post-quarantine, everything will be on Zoom. It's a 2.5-hour class once a week. And the days do change depending on the teacher, and all of that is on the website, so you'll be able to see. However, they're all recorded, of course, because they're on Zoom. So you're going to have support in a few different ways. One is, if you cannot attend live, you will have access to all the replays all year for the course. So you can go back and catch up anytime you need to. And that's not just if you can't attend live because of a scheduling conflict, but you know, if there's any kind of technological issues, if you have a family issue or anything where you're not able to connect for a couple of weeks, you'll be able to go back and reconnect. We also are going to have a private forum, so you'll be able to speak with other students, the faculty, all of us will check in as well. And you'll have support hours once a week on Mondays for 2 hours where you can check in also. Cheryl will be holding space for that. Mm-hmm. So that if you have questions, if you need help, if you're wondering if you're behind, if you're stuck, you'll have support as that, for that as well. So you'll have lots of opportunity to connect and share. So I know one thing I've experienced as a student on Zoom classes, if I can't attend live and I have to catch the replay, I feel a little bit disconnected. And so we're going to be using the private student forum for you to be able to share during those replays, just as if you were live. And as faculty members, we'll check in with you so that you're not missing anything. If we're in breakout sessions or we're asking questions and we're having you share, you're still going to have the opportunity to share, because I feel like that's something I miss when I'm in that kind of virtual experience. So there'll be lots of support for you guys in that way. And so that's something to know. So yeah, so if you have conflicts with your work schedule or anything, it's really not a big deal. You'll have access to all of that. That's what's so great about the virtual space. So you'll be able to catch it live, or you'll be able to watch it later and be able to stay on track with your studies. So that's a great question. And it is virtual, so it is for everyone everywhere. We were conscious of morning times in the United States timeframes, so that if you are in the UK and in that middle, kind of, I say middle portion of the map, I don't know if that's actually right, but I don't know. But anyway, if you're in that UK section, you should still be able to catch it because we're doing it in the mornings. If you're in Australia, you might have to get up really early or stay up really late. So I'm sorry for that, but you can watch the replay if you don't want to stay up late. So just so you guys know that as well. Okay, so then keep your questions coming, please, because this is a good time to ask them. So in module 5, we talk about the Akasha and being a divine conduit, and it really starts with Julie Ware. So Julie, if you want to share what your classes are in that module.
So the first course is about accessing your own Akashic records. So you'll learn what the records feel like. You'll get to experience the energy. You'll meet the masters and teachers of your own Akashic records. And then we move on to the next course of how to access someone else's records. And you'll definitely see the difference between communicating with your own masters and teachers, as well as learning about all of the endless opportunities we have for communicating with other realms and accessing someone else's records. And then the third part will be how to create an energetic shift. So we often find in our Akashic records that we have information flowing forward about past lives, childhood experiences. You know, the list is endless. And sometimes we carry that energy with us, or there are experiences that we have that we like to relive. So that third course is all about creating an energetic shift with your masters and teachers, but also understanding your energy or another's energy a little bit more so that you kind of take that wisdom with you and create a shift in your life.
Love it. And then you're going to come over to me and we're going to talk about being a divine conduit, which is one of my passions and loves, I guess I'll say. And so we're going to talk about in the first class what it means to be a conduit for spirit and what that really looks like and how you can connect in a way that does not affect your etheric body in a negative way. We're going to go into the next class, which is an introduction to trance meditation and talking about why trance meditation is different from regular meditation and how to access the trance state. And I'm really excited because I have some news that even the faculty here doesn't know, but I am partnering with Jeff Strong from the Strong Institute. And so we'll have some special drumming meditations that are created for this class that you'll be able to listen to on audio to take you into the trance state based on your brain waves and shamanic drumming. So I'm really excited. Jeff Strong has a brand new course himself, which is a course for sensitives. And it's brain entrainment for sensitives through drumming. And so we're going to partner together to provide some additional support through his project, which is Brain Shift Radio. So I'm really excited about that. So you're going to have even some cool, fun techno things to do to get trained, which I think is fun. That's the biohacker in me. Then we're going to go into the third portion of this, which is an introduction and a journey to the divine realms. Again, I really love this concept of experiential teaching. So we're going to journey. We're going to go together and we're going to go to the divine realms. And there is definitely some PowerPoints in here about what all these planes of existence are, because it is a lot to take in. So you'll have some book work with that as well, of course. And then last but not least, we're going to do a whole class on automatic writing because I think it's the way to go and it's supportive and safe and you get lots of great information. So we'll do a whole class on that. We'll be practicing and we'll be talking about how to do it. So that'll be really fun. And then that is the end of module 5, which is really awesome. And by then, believe it or not, you're going to be taking a break after module 5. Going into Thanksgiving week, which is pretty wild to think, but you'll be towards the end of the year. And we wrap up the last 4 weeks with spiritual entrepreneurship. And this is really taking everything for those of you who don't know, have a fashion marketing degree and do all of my own, everything you see that comes from this is stuff I've done myself. So I've done my own branding and all of those things. I'm very grateful to have a team now that's helping me and knows what they're doing. So marketing is a passion of mine and I am trademarking the idea of conscious collaborative marketing. And so you're gonna be supported in the last 4 weeks to take everything that you learned in this spiritual process and learn how to put that into your own brand, into your own practice, so that you can open your doors and start helping people. Because at the end of the day, once we learn how to heal ourselves, we can start healing others in a really big way, and we know how to support them. And so we're going to be going through, in this conscious collaborative marketing segment, we're going to talk about how to create your vision and your mission based on your soul purpose. So using your soul purpose as a filter to create a business. We're going to talk about how to identify what you're offering as a spiritual practitioner and who your target audience is. And then we're going to be going through the ethics of spiritual counseling and universal law, which is really important because we, as a business, as a practitioner, as somebody who's managing mental, emotional, spiritual health, we want to be ethical. We want to have good rules and boundaries in place. But being spiritual beings, we tend to be caretakers, so boundaries can be tough. So we're going to talk a lot about that in that class. And then we're also going to talk about universal law, because unlike perhaps a Starbucks, no offense to Starbucks, but unlike a Starbucks, When you're giving information that can change somebody's direction in their life, it affects their choices, it affects their emotional state, and ultimately is transforming their genetic structures. We do want to understand universal law, what that is and how we're impacted by it, why we don't generate fear, why we create a space that's supportive. And so that is going to be the spiritual entrepreneurship portion at the end to really support you to do the next steps. And then the very last class is with all of us, and it's your graduation, which is so exciting. And you absolutely will get a certificate. And it is, so it's a 1,000-hour program. I am working on getting an accreditation through Yoga Alliance. That is a little bit of a journey, so I can't promise that that will be set for this first class, but I am working really hard to at least get a 500-hour certification approved, so stay tuned. But it is an extensive program, and it's amazing. And if you have any other questions, I'd love for you to throw them out. And I'm going to open it up to you, ladies, if there's anything else you want to add or say or share or anything. Go for it, Julie.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out that because this program is so really in-depth, and it includes so many different modalities and, you know, so much information and really it's so extensive, it isn't necessarily just for beginners. So don't think that, you know, if you're just starting out on your spiritual journey, or I'm sorry, if you think that you've been on your spiritual journey for a long time, that this isn't for you. It's really for everybody, because, you know, one of the things for sure that I know is that each and every one of us here, all of the facilitators, have not only worked with people that are just waking up, but also leaders in their spiritual field or in their creative field. So it's people already out there doing the work. So, you know, all of that said, it's really for people just starting out and really for people that are professionals and are, you know, have their own websites and are already doing the work. And I think that's really important to say. Because, you know, we don't want anybody thinking, oh, it's not for me because, you know, I've been on my journey for a long time, or, you know, maybe I'm too new for this. It's really very inclusive, and it's so supportive. It will support everyone wherever they are in terms of their own sort of awakening process. And I just wanted to put that out there.
I'm so glad you did, because no matter how many years I've done this work, I want to do some of these classes. I mean, it's like you just want to be a part of it. And yeah, there's always something to scrape off. There's always something to open. There's always an experience to be had. And there's an alchemy that happens with all of the teachers. So thank you so much for saying that. And go ahead, Sue.
Beautifully said, Julie. And I would just add to that by the fact that you're also saying, Lisa, because the program is really focused on spiritual growth, everyone who comes into the program will get exactly what it is they're there to get. So someone who is maybe new to these kinds of concepts will be learning at one level, and other people who have been on their journey for a while will be able to go a little deeper. So I think the program, even though we're teaching this variety of concepts and variety of modalities, my sense is that the program is really about each and every individual and what they bring to the table. And like you said, Lisa, if there's been some journey already and I've uncovered some of the work that I've already been doing, I'm on my journey, there's always a little more to uncover. Because as we grow spiritually and we have more space, then we can see more space. And then we see that space and we expand and we grow, and then we can see more space. So I think it life is a journey, and the program is for those on the spiritual journey, and there's always something to get for everyone at any level.
Beautifully said, Sue. Anybody else? Want to say anything? Thank you, Kristen. Kristen says, this is the school that will propel the process safely with spiritual experts that have done the work. And that is exactly right. Like, we have been through it, man. And we're here to help you go through it, you know?
Actually, there is one more thing I did want to say. I forgot, Lisa, if that's okay.
Yeah,
and that is, you know, that is, I know that in the last units, you're looking at really spiritual entrepreneurship, you know, and all of those things, which are really valuable. But it's not necessarily for people that might want to hang a shingle and, you know, be in the sort of the business, the spiritual business, if you like, of sharing their gifts and skills. It, you know, it's also suitable, very, really suitable for anybody that just wants to go on their own personal journey and dive in and discover who they are and, you know, learn about new modalities and just have fun exploring that way.
Yeah, you know, that's beautifully said, Julie, and it reminds me of yoga teacher training, because there's a lot of folks who go into a yoga teacher training just to understand the postures in a deeper way, just to go through a supported experience, just to, you know, deepen their own practice. And they're not necessarily going to go out and teach a class. And so I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what this is about as well. And is exactly what you said. So I'm glad you said that for sure. Anything else, ladies, you want to share?
I was wondering if there are any more questions. Is anyone asking questions?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot. Why don't you guys throw them out? Go ahead, Marlena.
I just wanted to say that, I mean, I realized it as we were going into this call that, like, when you press live, my cheeks were already hurting from smiling so much. And it seems like that happens every time we talk about this course. I find it so exciting. I remember the first time you called me and you were telling me about it, I was like, this is amazing. And it might be because, you know, definitely for the first part of my journey, I was kind of by myself, or it was like just me and a book. And like I was saying before, the way that this is so mindfully curated in the order that it's in, and you have the teachers with you and you have the community with you, I think it's just so exciting to me. Because like you were saying, Julie, even if you're an experienced spiritual person, it's meeting all of these new people, it's connecting with new people. There's always something that someone else can unlock in you, and that you, maybe sometimes they're a reflection of yourself. And I just feel like there's just so much rich opportunity in this course that just, it's just magic abound. I'm so excited by it. I can't help but just beam every time we talk about it. So yeah, I just wanted to say I'm excited again.
Me too. It's the magical day. That's all I can say. And I've wanted to do this for so long, and I've tried. And you know, when you try to put something together and it's not the right time or the right people or whatever it is, and it's finally right. And I can't help but be a visionary. So for me, I know we have a second year will come for those of you who go through the first year. And mm-hmm. And there's so much more. I mean, it really, Ajatakasha Institute is a space for us to study what we love and to be connected to the people that we feel supported by and want to support, and to be able to, the Institute is really a bridge between these incredible experiences that all of us have with spirit and with the supernatural and with interdimensional beings or whatever you want to call it. We have these incredible experiences that are so real, and it will and is bridging that with science, with the nature of reality, with grounded tools, with the ability to be human, to operate in our linear existence, and still be very much connected to the God source inside of all of us. And that's really what I'm passionate about. It's what I love. And it's also part of the Dalai Lama, my guru, it's part of his journey, is to teach and understand science and how things work in relation to these ancient texts. And so I bring that filter into what the Institute is founded on. And so I'm just really excited about it so much. It just makes me so happy because I know it's the beginning of just so much incredible stuff. So,
yeah. And I just want to add, I think it's really an investment in self-discovery and in your own spiritual path. I would just say it's an investment in yourself, this kind of a program. Where else could you find all of these modalities in one place? I was telling my partner about it, and it's like, where else would you find all of these modalities in one place? It's really amazing, amazing program. And so that's it.
I love it. Any other questions from the audience, feel free to throw them out. I know we might be on a delay for some of you guys, but you're welcome to throw those out. And any last final comments before we wrap up?
I'm good.
Well, I'll just say, go to the website. It's across the screen. It's in the show notes. Go to ajatakasha.com. Click on the Institute. Again, there are accessible ways to pay for the program, and it is on an early bird tuition, so it's a pretty deep discount right now if you want to join before the November Awakening event. So if you want to hop on that train early, you're definitely going to see a reprieve for that. And if you don't know what you want to do yet, if you just want to support the Institute, you want to support the work that all of us are doing as faculty members, you can absolutely become a patron by joining the Light Library. And that's only $4.44 a month. And you have access to all of these presentations and teachings and meditations. And we're putting new content in there almost every single week. And all 52 presentations and all 49, I think, shows, so that's like 100 videos from the November Awakening event, will all be contributions to the Light Library. So you're going to see this double in size, and everything is in there all categorized beautifully. And so you'll be able to go in and learn every day something new, or have a guided meditation, or connect with the energy of any of these lovely leaders and teachers. So if you just want to support us and support the research and really the founding of the Institute, you can absolutely do that by joining the Light Library, which, like I said, is $4.44. It's like not a big deal, and you can support. And if you love Buddhist Biohacker, that's the same patron program. So really, whether you're supporting One Heart, One Earth, you're supporting Buddhist Biohacker, the show, you're supporting the Institute, it's all through the Light Library. So it's pretty simple. So go there and help us out if you're not sure what to do. And I'm really excited. And if you do sign up to be a student, you're going to get all sorts of special things. We have a little pack of things that you'll get as a student by the end of the year that'll support you for the journey that you're going to be going on. So that's part of the program too, and part of the support you're going to receive. So just lots and lots of good stuff. And I don't know, I love all you ladies. I'm really excited. I just can't stop smiling either. So
and actually, Lisa, did you say when the program actually starts, the official start?
Yeah, that's a good idea. It starts on January 13th of 2021. So you have 3 months to enroll. You have this month to enroll with early bird tuition, and then the price will go up. But you'll have through December 31st to enroll, and then classes start on January 13th. And they'll run all year. Our final class in 2021 is on December 15th. So it really does run the course of the year. But again, if you have trips or you have things that are going on, you'll be able to catch the replays. And all of it is virtual. All of it is on Zoom. Everything and our private forum, everything will be built into the website for next year. So, okay. Yeah. Anything else? Any other questions? Everybody feeling good?
Feel great.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh no, we lost Marlena.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Perfect time. Thank you guys so much for watching. This video will be on the Institute page. So if you're like, gosh, if you can always come back to the channel too, but if you want to go learn about the Institute and you want to rewatch this and kind of take in the modules while you're looking at them on the site, you'll be able to do that. So that'll be available by the end of the day today. And last but not least, we are starting our 31 Days of Magic today for the month of October. And so I am going to put in the comments here, October Magic, it's O-C-T-M-A-G-I-C-K, because I never spell magic without a K. You can use that. That's your special gift for today. That was our little surprise for those of you who are watching. So you do get 22% off a session with me for the month of October only, if you use that code. So that's there for you guys as well. And our program is 26% off its normal rate. So when you go and look at the Ajatasattva Institute and the Light Warrior program, you'll see the normal cost and then the early bird enrollment as well. So I'm excited. I hope to see all of you guys on January 13th with our pencils in hand and ready to learn all the stuff.
Great.
I love all of you. Everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody watching. If you have questions, you guys, put them in the comments. We will be checking the YouTube channel. You can also email us. And all of the information is there. And there is a sign up. One last thing. My marketing people are reminding me one last thing is there is a sign up for the Ajatasattva Institute newsletter. We'll be sending out information every month about the school, the Institute, and the research programs. And that is on the Institute page as well. So it's easy to find. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.